Attention all amateur radio operators. Attention all amateur radio operators. This is KC9QXO with Will County Skywarn. At this time, we are currently under a severe thunderstorm watch effective until 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. This repeater will be used for spotter activity, for any reports for weather. Will be relayed directly to the liaison repeaters from this. With that being said, if you have...
KC9QXO, this is W9RFI.
W9RFI, go ahead.
Whiskey 9 Romeo Foxtrot India, Brian in Manhattan checking in.
That control from KC9QXO. Go ahead. Just like to inform you that Will County Skywarn repeaters have been activated and would like to check into the net.
Okay, let me bring that page up. Let's see, Will County. Stand by one. Several, actually. I've got W9OFR, W9PK, Bolingbrook ELC, and New Lenox. Help me define this one. It's a new sheet.
Sure, absolutely. There's two repeaters that we operate down here. This is the 145.210 in New Lenox and the 444.55 in Frankfurt.
Or a call sign. Is there like a group call sign or something we can use?
Absolutely. You can go ahead and use WB9IRL, that's Whiskey Bravo Niner, India Romeo Lima.
Okay, and let me get your name and your call sign.
That's Bravo India Lima Lima, and the call sign is KC9QXO. That's Kilo Charlie Niner, Quebec X-ray Oscar.
Okay, Bill, KC9QXO, and we're going to log you in at, that would be 2114. Okay, I'll add you to the list, and if you could let me know when you check out, we'll see how things go. Let's see, this is... That looks like we have new product. Let me look at the new product. KC9QXO from NNLAZ.
This is KC9QXO. Go ahead.
Well, since we're working on a new form there, Bill... Let me ask you just a couple of questions, and this is, you know, me trying to figure out how much of this information is relevant. First off, where are you located?
I am currently located in New Lenox at the New Lenox EOC, Emergency Services and Disaster Agency EOC.
Okay, and you gave me your net frequencies and the repeater. Are you single operator, are you alone, or do you have somebody helping you?
Yeah, I am alone.
Okay. Okay, that'll work. That's just, so you're monitoring three radios, two repeaters plus this one?
That is correct. I will have two more net controllers available here momentarily.
Okay, that's what we're looking for. Okay. And, you know, although I don't need it now, it seems relevant at some point that we may want to get a phone number, because what we've experienced in the past is when power?
Yes, we do have emergency power right now. I'm running off of battery, and we also have generator power here at the EOC, and we also have a portable generator as well.
Okay, very good. That's what we're looking for. Just kind of filling in the blanks helps us understand the limitations and capabilities. So, okay, thanks again, Bill. This is Mike in November 9, Lima, Alpha, Zulu. Thanks for checking in.
Very much, and if you need a telephone or a TX number, let me know.
Sometimes we do, but you have emergency power, it probably wouldn't be needed. I have emergency power, so as long as the repeater stays up, we should be okay, and that's something that we might not want to pass over the air, but how about an email?
Bravo, India, Lima, Lima, the numeral 3, at Whiskey, Bravo, Niner, India, Romeo, Lima, org.
Mr. Bill, number 3, WB9IRF.org.
That is correct.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bill. And I know he's heard.
Now he's at KC9QXL. Okay.
This is MNLA's at 9:30 p.m. The severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Grundy and northeastern Lochelle and southwestern Kendall counties has expired. The severe thunderstorm warning still remains in effect for western Grundy, western Livingston, and southeastern Lochelle counties until 10:30. Although that's outside our call area, our coverage area for the fish fire liaison system, we're just going to go ahead and remain in warning mode until such time till conditions change. We still see numerous activities on the radar, and we'll just be here and listening along. This is N9LAZ.
This is KNLT for Will County Skyward. We're now under a severe thunderstorm warning for the Will County area. At this time, this is the DirectNet. Anybody wishing to check in with net control? We've already got WX9LT checked in, and KC9RL checked in. Anybody else wishing to check into the Will County Skywarn net? We are under directed net at this time for severe weather. Anybody checking in for official check-in? Please check in now.
This is...
Net control, just verifying you still have KC9 Echo Whiskey Yankee checked in.
Can I get that cross thing up, please?
Whiskey Yankee, Richard Romeoville.
Copy that. The repeater, can I glitch with you? Yes, I got you checked in there, Rich. You all checked in. KC9RL and WX9LOT. And I believe KC9WGN. Are you still on this?
KC9WGN checking in. Quite a lightning sale going on out here in New Lenox, just west of Lincoln Way Central.
Copy the lightning show.
Lightning is just a bit of thunder. Hopefully we don't get hit like Oklahoma. Really bad for those people.
Thank you. This is Canaan LT with Will County Skyward at this time. We're under severe thunderstorm watch, a warning for the Will County area. This is directed that anybody that's not checked in, please check in to net control by calling Canaan LT. 444-550 is the main repeater, and 145-210 is the backup and liaison repeater. Both are being monitored by net control operators and by WX9LT. Anybody wishing to check in to net control can check in at any time. This is Canaan LT, Fulton County Skyward. Any unnecessary traffic, please check into any other repeater besides a spotter repeater at this time, as all spotter repeaters and liaison repeaters are being occupied before severe weather operations. If you are reporting severe weather in your area, please remember the time, location, and conditions of the report, not what time you're reporting it. If you have any other questions, please contact Net Control, K9LD.
KC9DZF.
KC9DZF. Did you have traffic?
This is KC9DZF. No traffic. Just checking in.
QSL, we'll get you checked in.
K9LT, KC9IRO.
W9AE repeater.
KC9RL, Canaan LT.
Great, Canaan LT.
I'll let you know the storm is approaching, kind of coming up your alley there. It should be coming up your back door from the southwest. And there's a little rotation signature in there, so. Had to ride at Wilmington, so I don't see anything, you know, within the wind or anything. It's just showing a little rotation signature. But I figured I'd let you know it's probably about 10 miles out your back door.
Roger that. Appreciate the update.
Net control on 9ABF. Yeah, go ahead, Jim. Okay, front's passing through Wheaton here, and at my station I'm reporting 2.7 inches per hour. We've already got 66, 0.66, County Farm and Roosevelt Road, basically. I'll be right with you, Jim. So you got 0.66 inches of rain during this event. Do you know about what time that started? Yes, at 10:15. Starting at 10:15 and put down 68. It's going to shift here, 0.68 inches. County Farm and what? Okay, one moment. I'll be right with you, Jim. So you got 0.66 inches of rain during this event. Do you know about what time that started? Yes, at 10:15. Starting at 10:15 and put down 68. It's going to shift here, 0.68 inches. County Farm and what? Farm and Roosevelt, Roosevelt and County Farm, Route 38 is Roosevelt. Okay, 0.68 inches of rain, County Farm and Roosevelt. Started at about 10:15 and still raining, correct? Yeah, still raining.
Starting to slow up.
Okay, and then I'll leave it.
Up with another rain report from Bolingbrook.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Approximately 10 minutes after the hour, within the last 20 minutes, Bolingbrook, Bowden Road, and Route 53 and Bowden Road, 0.5.
So 10:10 to 10:30, can I need you?
let me, you're right, I wrote down 10:10, I typed 10 o'clock. That was a 20-minute rainfall, Phil, sorry, 10:10 to 10:30.
Do you have your NWS chat on?
I respond to yes, yes.
Any radar problems? It seems like I noticed somebody was reporting radar problems there, and it seems like the radar here is dragging too.
About
10 to 15
minutes lag time now.
Okay, yeah, I got the same here. That's right. I figured I'd check with you too. Yeah, I wonder if, I'm almost wondering if, WH9LLT may be running off of, backup or Milwaukee also. You're bringing a lot of static with you. Try again.
Yeah, if you look a little bit further southwest, you'll notice that there's a lot of radars that are out.
They're making me room for three Great Danes. I'll come over there with you, but unfortunately, I don't know if it would go over too well.
Yeah, some people would get a little frightened about that one.
KC9WGN.
Go ahead, WGN.
I don't know if it helps. I talked to my son at 10:13. He lives in Carbon Cliff, which is right next to Moline on the Iowa border. He says right now they're just having a normal rainstorm. So I don't know if that'll help with the timing of your radar.
Now it's just the pace it should be at. It's showing still where when I warned KC9IRL, and it's should be sitting right over top of IRL right now.
Well, it's sitting right on top of us. Because the rain is starting.
All right, I'll keep stopping.
stop. I'll let you know if I need anything right away then, or if I need to pass anything to you.
QSO.
Thank you, QSO.
Anybody monitoring radar? Switching in LT, switch to Milwaukee's radar. It's showing O'Hare and O'Hare and everywhere else is delayed within the Chicagoland area, so switch over to Milwaukee and you may be able to get a reading. Are you getting hail in your area right now?
Negative. We've got a steady rain, but nothing unusual or significant.
QSO. I know we're dragging behind your very bad radar, but just so I see Manuka and all that, there is a lot of heavy hail. Big hail.
Take over that. We'll keep an eye out.
Go ahead, and then I'll leave it.
KC9FQR in Winnebago County. We're going to go ahead and take the link down for the repeater, and if we happen to need it, we'll bring it back up, and I just want to make sure I check that with you first.
Okay, well, very good. I'll mark you out at 2150, and then I'll leave that. Thank you very much, and appreciate your participation.
Thank you very much for letting us participate. KC9FQR, and I will be accessing the repeater.
This is K9LT with Wilkins Tower at this time. We're still under a severe thunderstorm warning for the area. Winds in excess of 60 miles an hour and 0.75 inch, almost an inch, and hail is being reported in the areas of the path of the storm. The severe thunderstorm warning has worked up to Pageville County until 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'll see if they extend it or let it expire. At this time, we're just monitoring to see what their next plans are.
This is the WW9AE repeater PL114.8.
Good arrow.
Hey, Jerry, just to let you know, our rate of rain has increased considerably with a good inch an hour, and we're experiencing some wind gusts that I estimate in excess of 40 miles an hour.
Copy, 40 mile an hour wind gusts and 1 inch an hour in rain. For the wind gust, how are you measuring this?
The flexing of the trees in the backyard.
I-55 and Route 126.
I-55, 129 would be close.
Right now, it's just a steady downpour.
I just found out from another station, Mike, that there is an issue down there at that end or something. It's not getting through. There's delayed. Okay, well, at least they're aware of it. That's fine. And then I'll leave that. Thanks, Jim. Yes, station, go again.
Yes, net control, this is KC9QXL with Will County Skywarn, and I have a weather report.
Okay, go ahead with your report, ready to copy.
Yes, at approximately 2255 hours, it was estimated 40 mile per hour winds, including 1 inch per hour rainfall and of heavy rainfall at Route 129 and I-55 in Wilmington. Trees are beginning to flex quite a bit.
Okay, you said Route 29 and I-55?
Negative, Route 129. Route 129 and I-55.
Okay, so at approximately 2255, you had 40 mile per hour winds and a rainfall of 1 inch per hour, Route 129 and I-55. How'd you come up with that rate?
Find out from the spotter. I will get back to you on that one.
Okay, if they can just estimate a start time to current, so we'll take the end time at 2255 because we can't really take a rate off of an electronic rain gauge. We need to know a start, stop, and accumulated rain.
QSL with that, I will check back with the spotter and get back with you in just a moment here. This is KC9QXL.
And then always a
yes. We'll let you know when the Janine watches do get moved further north as they come along. GNNLT, Will County Skywarn.
WW9AE repeater.
K9LOT, KC9QXL.
Thank you, so.
Could go ahead and have spotted a gate destination for the house to be able to have the people to look at time for our rainfall.
Can you repeat the traffic? You were broken up.
Have the spotted a gate destination for that information for 1 inch per hour rainfall, how you came up with that number, and over what period of time?
KC9RL, K9LT, can you answer the question?
Sorry guys, I'm the wrong repeater. Over about a 15 minute period of time on a visible rain gauge.
Correctly, yeah, 15 minutes period on a digital ring gauge.
Negative. Old-fashioned visible rain gauge.
Message received, KC9QXL.
Control from KC9QXL.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill. I'm ready to fill in the blank.
Yes, sir. It was over a 15-minute period, ending at approximately 22:55 hours, and was not using a digital ring gauge. It was negative on the digital. It's an old-fashioned ring gauge.
Okay, so from 22:40 to 22:55, how much rain fell?
Exact rainfall in that 15-minute period that you watched, how much exact rainfall fell?
Quarter inch.
Copy on the quarter inch. KC9QXO, quarter inch. That's your inch.
Was a quarter of an inch.
Okay, so I'll put that down for a 15-minute interval, so that would be 22:40 to 22:55. Okay, thank you.
This is KC9QXO.
What city would that be? What village is that at that intersection of 129 and I-55?
That is Wilmington.
QSL on Wilmington, 99 laser.
ABF with a report.
Minute Jim, WX9LOT from MNLEZ.
WX9LOT, I think I got it all, Mike.
Okay, so the warning has been extended until midnight. That one statement that came out I didn't quite get, so... the original warning was set to expire, but now it's been extended to midnight. Am I reading that right?
I'm not really sure because I didn't see the warning, Mike.
Okay. I'll just go ahead and summarize it here. At 10:54, the National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Cook County, Eastern DuPage, North Central Fort, Southeastern Grundy, Iroquois, Kankakee, Eastern Livingston, and Will County until midnight. And that came out at 10:54, so that was just, you know, a little over 10 minutes ago. And there was another statement that said the warning was reissued, so I don't know if they just expanded it, but either way, we're still under a warning. Go ahead, N9ABF, N9LAZ.
N9LJY reported from approximately 127th and 355 125th Street. He's got in his rain gauge 0.88 in a 20 minute rate of fall at 11 o'clock. So, just put down half hour.
Oh, I'll go 2240 to 2300, 0.88 inches of rain. 2240 to 2300, 0.88 inches of rain at 127th and in I-355. Got it. Let me put it in the log. And then LAZ.
9ABF, yeah, I can see you logging it in there. Okay, 9ABF clear.
GFAJ.
Yeah, hey Matt, go ahead.
Hey Mike, please log South Suburban Skyward in service 2301 for the warning.
What'd you call yourself? South Suburban Skyward?
That's correct. That's always been the name for the operations down.
Is there a call sign that I can associate with the group or something that I can put in here to delineate it?
Well, the Waldo Farr call was WA9OELM, but operations always operate under the NCO's call, so right now it's Kemp, KC9BXA.
Hey, you know what? They never did come check in. You're right. Okay, I got it written down. I'll type it in a few minutes. I'm going to leave it.
Keep it in, AJ.
Control, KC9 Echo Whiskey Yankee.
This is Net Control, go ahead.
29 EWY, you can go ahead and log me out, and if anything pops up later on, I will sign back in. KC9 EWY.
USL with Rich, thank you. Thank you for your time. I'll log you out now, and have a good night's sleep if you get to it.
KC9EWY clear.
I just want to let everybody know the rain and wind has found my back door, and I am hoping that the hail I'm seeing on my radar is not actually in my backyard.
November 9, Tango. Name here is Bob.
November, November, no, 9 Tango.
Yes, Al.
Copy that, Bob. You've got K9LT, Kilo 9 Lima Oscar Tango, Wilcox Skywarn. We monitor the 444-550 repeater on the 145-210, and also have direct contact with WX9LT with the National Weather Service.
Hey, like you say, I'm out here on 57 Southbound, just getting off of work here about 20 minutes ago, heading back down towards the house near Kankakee, and just hit this wall line here in the rain, and the hail, and the wind, and all the mess out here. That traffic's down to a snarl out here. And just hanging on tight.
Copy that. Can you give me an estimate on how big the hail size is and what mile marker you're at on I-55?
Hail seems to subside here. We're in just a heavy rain now. Mile marker 335 right at the Moni exit. Up now, the hail's coming down again. But I'm going to get anything to buy that guy. Stand by.
I think we'll just go into a
with Don Muth right now, and wait for the next storm system to go into effect here.
W9AE repeater.
WX9LT, K9LT.
WX9LT, go ahead.
So they canceled the severe thunderstorms for our county. Would you like us to stand down or stay monitoring?
Stand by, let me inquire.
WX9LT. Go ahead.
I've been requested that you can go ahead and close down.
USL. This is K9LT, Will County Skywalker. We'll be closing down. Have a good night, Phil. WX9LT, K9LT.
Message received. WX9LT, the Nest Weather Service in Chicago.
For now, since the warning is expired, we're going to go ahead and just stand by for right now.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dylan. 9LAZ.
LAZ, KC9QXL. Have a good night.
And I do appreciate it, and I'll make this an open repeater again. You have yourself a good night. Speak to you in LLT. And I'll do an announcement once I'm clear here.
Is contact Alpha Delta Skywarn is still up until the current warning expires, and they'll probably wind down too.
You
can go ahead and check me out at
this time. KB9JZ. Okay, MNLAZ. Will County EMA and also the owners and trustees of this repeater system. This is K9LT for Will County Skywalker. I'll be clear.